Begin all prayer in thinking by using El Kulun, the All. Prayer of the Ansars. O Heavenly One, the Most High, who is sustainer of all the worlds, we do accept the duty you have laid on us to clean up the field made by that waste that is none to many foods. O my sustainer, we beseech you to keep your hand over us, to control the strength of the forces of our lives. Our sustainer, if we do wrong, please show thy divine blessings and forgiveness on us. You are the only one that can raise us, true followers of the news bearers. And in thy name, we carry on an anthem for all.
Please welcome the Son of Man, Noble Bodhi.
There is truth to sticker That's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love them all. Let me give you what I got, so I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. Yes, my grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed, yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left, yes. My son, father doing is absolute. I'm so blessed, 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 blessed. Yeah, yeah, yes. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, trouble gonna happen. It's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know. Take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song. You're so blessed. Yes, yes. Gonna rock the dawn all day long. You're so blessed. Yes. Still be up in here with our hands up in the air. Waving like we just don't care. We're so blessed. Woke up in the morning feeling brush the when the sleep stress woke up refreshed. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. I'm so blessed. Yes.
Yesterday I saw a big girl crying. Yesterday I saw a big girl crying. I walked up and asked what's wrong.
She told me that the radio's been playing the same song all day long. So I told her I got something you've been waiting for. I got something you've been waiting for.
Did it. We getting paper like Josh, supposed to. Well, I'm a downtown through the wood. that. The crown ruler is back. He kind of grew into the shape of a map. Look how I do it, so I'm taking you back. This how you rise down to the foundation. How sacred is that? I'm from the number one place on the map. The generational gap, but yet another sensational track. And we don't stress for nothing. I just press the button. It's a simple, let's just make it a half. Four to four, stop faking, relax. Into the broad, if you kicking and clap and shake it without breaking your back. I know the world been waiting for that. You've been aching for that. Cause what they playing on the station is black. And I'm a legend in the flesh that dressed to impress. The best is that which I accept. And nothing left my stack to protest my squad. So prep, you know it's black dog in your quad. The pro prep, but
WGAG Radio.
Back to back.
WGAG Radio.
First three-peat.
WGAG Radio.
Even with the flu.
WGAG Radio.
No push-off.
WGAG Radio.
And my favorite.
Radio.
Tough to beat that. What? You think there's someone else? Prove it.
You catch my girl legs open, better smash that. Don't be surprised if she asks where the cash at.
Let's talk about what they don't want you to talk about.
On the Donna Coleon Show, Rock Talk Radio, Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, or jointhegospel.com.
WGAG Radio.
نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له
الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الوالي الكريم، وصلى الله على الأنبياء أجمعين، والمسيح والمحسي والمجدد لمن مرسلين. أما بعد، are we not the bearers of witness that nothing would exist if Allah didn't create it, and that He is alone and has no part, and that all gratitude is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sustainer of all the boundless universe. All gratitude is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the generous eternal friend, and send salutations of Allah on all of His prophets and His apostles, and on the Messiah, the anointed one, and on the Mahdi, the God, and on the Mujaddid, the reformed, which was all sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send greetings and we send peace throughout the boundless universe to all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
The man of the hour, airing 7 days a week at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio.
Yeah, it's your boy Jay Ella. And when I ain't here banging out these amazing beats, I'm cooling with my peeps at the Donna Coleon after party. Come through and chat it up with us anytime. Meet up with the Brain Trust. Come listen to some good music. Get caught up in some good conversation. You may even catch a building session from time to time. Learn something new. Get yourself inspired. What you gotta do, you have to go to www.powtalk.com. Search Donna Coleon the after party. And there you are. And here we go.
Members of Congress expressed optimism Sunday about the prospects for reaching a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff.
Fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is entering its third full day, and both Israelis and Palestinians.
Bottom line, Senator, if the president nominates Ambassador Rice to be the next Secretary of State or some other...
Supplementary question. Do you personally believe that gay people are born gay?
Impact segment tonight, the Talking Points memo.
Hot damn politics.
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 Hot damn
politics.
Hot damn politics.
Hot damn politics.
Hot damn politics.
Yeah, yeah, I'm back now with the Brain Trust panel.
Brain Trust,
Brain Trust, Brain Trust,
Brain Trust panel.
These niggas won't hold me back.
The Brain Trust panel.
Brain Trust,
Brain Trust,
Brain Trust,
Brain Trust panel.
Hot diggity damn politics.
I put that shit on everything.
Hot damn politics. Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Only on WGAG Radio.
All Eyes on Egypt presents the Holy Tablet, backed by popular demand. Written and transcribed by Dr. Malachi Zodok Yoel, the receiver. This is the scripture that is divinely inspired that will bring about a long overdue change, like the phoenix bird rising up out of its ashes. Up, you mighty people, come forth like Lazarus from the tomb. This tablet is food to feed the hunger and to nourish the soul, to give it strength. Rise up, stand up. Be counted amongst the people of this world. Be the first to get your copy of the Holy Tablets while supplies last. At All Eyes on Egypt, Monticello, Georgia, 706-468-2319.
The Don Napoleon After Party, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at PowTalk.com. All you need is a microphone, a headset. You can use your Android phone or your iPhone. You can download the app set. The internet for the Don Napoleon After Party. You mean I can get down like that? I can download the app for PowTalk? That's right. You can join it via Georgia Gossip, Facebook. It all goes down here. Controversy in the room. Oh, my God. Can we talk about a lot of shit here? Let me tell you something. Come on down to the Don Napoleon After Party and check us out, where we sit there and have mad debates. It is a lot. Hottest chat room where controversy goes down. If there's a conversation, it goes down at the Don Napoleon After Party. So join us via Facebook and Georgia Gossip. Come on down and do what you do while we do what we do. Sit on our couch. Check us out at PowerTalk.com. Don McCody on After Party. We'll be looking for you. Wait a minute. Hold up. We're not talking about surviving the beauty shop. We're not even talking about surviving midday traffic. We're talking about
surviving the game.
Life is a game played on the biggest stage. The objective is to survive. Kick it with me every Friday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio.
Yes, great day, everybody. Great day on this Sunday. Welcome to the return of the Son of Man, hosted by the one and only Yahshua El Messiah, right here in the Holy Tabernacle Ministries, right here on WGAG Radio, y'all. We're about to get this thing started. We're going to bring him in and give us a good word today. So no further ado, let me bring in the host of the show right now, El Messiah. You got it.
This is Yeshua El Messiah. Greetings to all of my people, you beautiful black, dark brown, olive tone, and light-skinned colored Nubian Moors, who are the original beings of creation. From the source of existence, El Elo, Most High El, the all-powerful, almighty creator of the boundless, endless universes of existence. Please, my people, take these truths on this website of HPP series of the Most High El, Holy Tabernacle Ministry, coming forth from the spirit of truth of the source of existence. Take these series to your minds in sincerity to study and learn the facts of your true essence of who you really are in the all, as the sleeping gods that must wake up. The being, again, the supreme beings, the true gods of the universes and of this earth. I am, was, and is Yahshua El Messiah, who shall always be about my heavenly holy Father's will, as it is in the heavens throughout the boundless endless universes of existence. I am the Son of Man, Yahshua, who has been sent to all of you, our Creator, in these last days, to set the record straight about the truth and the lies told by them who are concealers of the truth, the white and black devils on this planet Earth. These HPP series are designed to bring our people together, all for and by each other, in divine love of all, for the love of self and kind is a must for our family's future of children's sake, as a uniting people to protect and defend each other from our enemies, white and black devils. These HPP series will bring us together in the Most High El, Holy Tabernacle, ministry to prepare for the ending of this world and a new beginning. This is the time of harvest, the great divide. The righteous from the unrighteous. Truth is truth. By Yeshua El Messiah, your Savior, from the spirit of truth of our Creator. Know this, my people. In divine love, did the Creator create and bring things into existence? And we are of an original divine love of creation. It is our time to rise up. We represent our ancestors, the greatness of our ancestors and what we are was hidden and now being revealed. The forerunner, Melchizedek Yor-El, has been persecuted slandered, lied on, and to this very day, a few days ago, they brought up a picture. This is the way the enemy of Anu, our creator, works. This is the way that they try to take us and put us against each other. You have been victimized by the images that they portray of us. You have been planned in their programming, always alienate your own people. We have been divided with religious hypocrisy doctrines. There are many good people in many of these religions, but the truth must come forth. Every one of you who take a religion and turn against your brothers and sisters shall not wear that crown of life. You will not wear that crown of life turning against your brothers and sisters and disrespecting the woman and her children. These words are true and faithful. For I am the faithful witness of Anu, the Most High El, El Elohim, the source, the creator of the boundless, endless universes of existence. That I speak in divine love of our creation. Please, my people, take heed of the day and time that we're living in. The prophecies are fulfilling. Do not be on the outside of the Most High and Holy Tabernacle. It is about us coming together, working in the Creator's divine love order, all for and by each other. Hosea chapter 12, verse 9. I am the Lord Yeshua, our God Yahweh, from the land of Egypt. I am not from Rome. I'm not from Greece. I'm not from the Caucasus Mountains. I am not an albino. I am not a leopardized, milky white being. You must love the images of your ancestors and reflect the image of the creator of the balance in the universe. Do not love self in kind. You cannot be trusted. The enemies of Anu are liars. They are concealers of truth, and a curse is on them for all eternity. You read Revelation 21 chapter, it tells you they are outside of the tabernacle of El Elohim. They use the word God in their books. You therefore warn the Son of Man has told you on his website, which is the tabernacle of the Most High El, the truth about their languages and their books with their intentional mistranslations to deceive of many people. The love in me, the love for you, my people, is the love of the source of our existence. That love is in you. Please use it. It is us working together to help each other. The healing force in us is of the source of existence. We are the mothers and fathers of civilization, but you cannot be respected until you take that seat as a guardian and carrying on in the of your sustainer of the boundless in this universe. How do I hold up the woman? How do I respect her as a children? How do I really love her as a children? You can say you're a father, but I love the word daddy. You can say you're a mother, but I love the word mommy. It's personal. It has to become personal, so personal that you're able to unite a community and stand against the adverse forces of evil, faithfulness. People are not going to respect you and me as a divided people. We must unite. One of the main institutions of evil against us is the religious hypocrisy, racism doctrine. Son of Man has been traveling since 1996 for 18 years that traveled with him this year. But the Son of Man is here, but he has bad witness to many people with the hateness, the lawlessness, the perverse spirit. How can you love the creator of the balance in the universe, loving the devil in his ways? How can you love his system of hatred, division? How can you love his projects? For we attack each other, create each other. How can you love that system of life? When a supreme being came with the United Nubian Nation of Moors, with a nation to rise up, all for and by each other, to be fishermen, to go after the lost souls of the creators of the balance in the universe. Cry with me, my people, as one people. For the souls of creation, cry out for your sustainer, your creator, which is in you. The devil taught you to pray outside of yourself. The devil taught you to worship an image that don't look like you. The devil taught you to wear his cross of death. Remove his cross away from round your neck. The eternal source of existence symbol is the ankh, the cross of death. Gives him back his stuff. For he's a liar and a deceiver. He's a hateful spirit, killing, lynching, murdering, raping, torching, building prisons. Not building habitations for rehabilitation. Not building anything to convert and help people back to the source of their existence. Not healing people. Their market system is the fantasy sorcery. We are out of our mind, leaving Mother Nature. We turn back to Mother Nature, and the guardians will help you. Turn against Mother Nature, and you shall wish you had never been born or existed. Come back to our way of life, living in the divine order of the created force of will. You. Who is? Who is? You. Who knows everything? Don't be tricked and deceived by people saying that they know the Creator when their actions and deeds do not reflect it. Loving the Creator of the balanced universe is not about hatred, not about killing, not about killing women and children, not about setting up a system that puts people in a detrimental state of mind. You gotta take it right now, the enemy of the creator of the balance of the universe, for beings that hate us. And they're doing everything they can to keep us from loving our supreme grand master creature, who sits on the throne of an everlasting dominion. Malachi, the Lord, El, the Son of Righteousness, has been persecuted, slandered, and tortured. Misrepresentation by beings of black and white devils on this planet. We must reject them. Young men, don't be tricked to turn against the woman who births a nation. Don't be tricked to hurt little children. Don't be tricked. Steal what? What are you stealing for? What are you breaking into people's houses for? What is on their currency? Is it our image? No. It is the image of the beast. What is our nation with the left, the pyramid? But we are the architect. We are the designers. We are the mathematical formula to resolve all these issues that confront humanity. But only as the mothers and fathers of civilizations, we must rise up. People don't know that's in the Bible. Psalms 82, verse 8. Rise, O God, and judge the earth, for thou shalt inhabit all nations. But you don't like being black. You don't like being dark brown. You don't like being olive-toned skin. You even disrespect light skin beings that are still your brothers and sisters. Remove his racist, biased, hateful system of division among us. We have a soul. And that soul is compassionate, deeply caring. Also created it to us. But you can lose it. You can give it up. You can give up your divinity. You therefore warn the wrath of the source of hell below. You do not want it. There's great pain coming to those who do not want to live by the words of Enki, who do not want to live by his laws, natural laws of existence throughout the boundless in the universe of existence. People, crying your children and not loving their images, not loving their skin, not loving their hair, not loving the way they came into the world. It's painful to me. You see the children not loving themselves. Please remove this stigma, this disease of the mind, with right knowledge, right wisdom, right understanding, sound right reasoning. The higher sciences are a way of existence. The lower self, emotionally out of balance, go to your higher self and how you entitle, returning back to the bosom of your source of existence. By loving and caring in our way, family structure. We have the family guide. We have the constitution. We have our Bible. We have everything blueprinted for us in the United Nubian Nation of Moors, AEO, the ancient Egyptian order. We have all of the different orders. Resurrect the minds and spirits, forces in us to love the Creator by loving the Creator in each and every one of us. That's how you love the Creator of the balance in the universe. You don't say you love the Creator, mistreat your wife, mistreat your daughters, your children, mistreat your neighbors. We don't break in people's houses and steal what? Life, the body, houses, the temple, source, the mind, the dome, the word wisdom, wise. Don't let them take your dome and put it under their feet. Rise up, you supreme beings. You must rise up. They don't want you to know that you're supreme. You were made supreme, created supreme. Nefesh, the breath of life, of the source of existence. You made beings in your images. Genesis 6. When the Son of Man is speaking in Genesis 6, you didn't know that was him that was going to come. My spirit shall not always strive with man, for he's also flesh, that his days shall be 120. The Son of Man dwells in the flesh for 120 years and was never crucified and never killed, though he was persecuted, though he was slandered, disrespected, dishonored. But he was never crucified. It's on this website. In the scriptures of truth. Daniel the 10th chapter, verse 21, your holy Bible. Only one with me in the scriptures of truth is Mikael Michael, who heals Melchizedek. We want to know who the Son of Man is. The Son of Man is a warrior spirit, both with Mikael. Because he's out with the order of Melchizedek. You can take your preacher, your bishop, your brother, your minister, your false prophet, your false Christ, preaching, screaming, and howling, maliciously singing people and try to put them over the Son of Man. You shall wish you had never been born or existed. But I am the author of eternal salvation. To all them that obey what? The spirit of truth of my heavenly holy Father. My actions and deeds are coming forth. You want to know the Son of Man? Read the website. Read the holy books. Our holy books. There's good validity to the scriptures of truth in the Bible. Who taught us? Daniel the 12th chapter. It is Michael comes at the end of the time. Who prepared the way for the Son of Man? It is Michael. Look at him. Melchizedek. What order came from the east unto the west? 27 feet from the pylon to the left. You would have saw the signs and the ancient and mystic order of Melchizedek. Don't let them people fool you. Matthew chapter 24, verse 27 is a reality. As the light shining from the east, even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. That ancient Egyptian order is the high priest order of the creator of the boundaries in the universe. And your preachers that have blocked, your bishops that have blocked, and your so-called prophets and ministries of your many denominations of beliefs have blocked you from the creative high priest order. Hebrew chapter 7, 1 through 4. Forever living. Having no beginning of days, end of night, no mother or father. Who do you think that order is? Your heavenly holy Father, the Most High Hell. You want to know why they don't want you to know about the Creator's order that came from the east unto the west. By Menica, your El, because their father is Lucifer. And they are in Revelation 19, chapter verse 19 through the 20th verse. Don't be tricked to see. There are many loving, living, caring, sharing ministers that have Medica, Zerok, York, El, books and knowledge and wisdom. And they have come out as warring spirits to help us in the battle against Lucifer. the dragon. We got to fight that dragon with the love of self and kind. We got to unite in the love and protection of our women and children. The honorable Elijah Muhammad, the honorable Noah Jukasi, Plans 13 X. They were all part of a plan. They were all part of a plan to bring that order of loving us to death with the intellect, the wisdom, the knowledge that is in all of us to unite. That is what it's about. You think I'm going to do everything? You think somebody just going to drop down out of the sky and save the people? You save yourself by working all for and by each other. That's how you save each other. That's how you point that finger within yourself. Start within self. You must critique yourself. You must remove anything that hinders you from being a highly motivated, stimulated, divine, loving, living, giving, caring, sharing person in the order of who, and I say who, created for so real. That's how we're going to do it. We're going to do it together. Now, you know there's forces that look like us. It's not with us. You know that. Well, they can't stop you. You only go down inside to the creators of boundless universe. You don't bow to nobody else. You go to that spirit force in you. And even my Christian brothers and sisters, you know better than a clear prayer the devil give you. You know to pray the prayer in the Bible. You know if you're in the ancient Egyptian order, you know how to pray to the creator within yourself. You know how to pray if you're a Masonic order being, Trinity, Goddess Rites, Elks, Lord of Fatima, Eastern Stars. If you have the manuscript from Malachi the Lord York L, you are my brothers and sisters if your actions indeed reflect it. But don't be out there doping up and smoking and going crazy out there with them devils and think that you're going to put on that crown of life. We're not bringing no corrupt beings into this tabernacle. We talk about the purity, the cleanliness of those that did not defile themselves. It talks about them that tormented to righteousness. Read Daniel the 12th chapter 1 through 12. Then go to Matthew chapter 13, 27 to the 43rd verse where the Son of Man is recorded. Then shall the righteous shine forth like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. My Father's kingdom comes. This will be done on this earth. This is the true Son of Man. Now, my actions indeed must reflect the source of existence. So must yours. You must reflect that love light that created us, that divine order of the creators of boundless universe. For anyone that has been taught and led and went out into the world to teach the truth, they are true light messengers. When that light is shining with truth, and where's the truth from? The spirit of truth, John 4, chapter verse 23. Now is, and the hour is coming for the true worshipers to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Nowhere in the scriptures of truth did the Son of Man say, pray to him. It's not there. Nowhere in the scriptures of truth did the Son of Man say, worship him. It is not there. It's the Son of Man telling you, other than what he was taught, John 8, chapter 23 through the 32nd verse. You read it, it tells you this who. I know am not of this world. If you do not believe that I am he, you shall die in your sin. But it's my Father who caught me and commanded me. And I always do those things to please him. But my Father has never left me alone. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You better break away from these lying ministers. You better break away from the system of institutionalizing a belief system where everyone walks around and says, you believe what you believe, and I believe what I believe. I ask you, what about the spirit of truth? Don't believe the truth. Know the truth. We all need to help each other to know. We can research. We can disseminate. We can say, okay, I believe this person is telling the truth, but I want to know. I had a brother on the other show last Sunday. He said, I want to know what you are. That's you. I don't want to believe it. I want to know it. And sisters, if you have the holy tablet, the book of the Lamb, the book of Lohead, you have the Ellen holy cover, knock. If you have the holy evangel, if you have the many books, over 360, by the Most High on this planet. The Son of Righteousness, Mordecai Tzedek. If you have the 19th elder from the 19th prophecy, or cook the simple glass, if you have the knowledge, and the wisdom and the courage to stand up for your almighty creator, the Most High El. If you have the sensitivity of humbleness, meekness, low in spirit and heart, to accept the spirit of truth. Son of Man is about the spirit of truth, and that spirit of truth is his heavenly holy Father. You got the same will in you, the greater force of will is in you. To accept the spirit of truth, truth guides you. Because he's going to say you love the Creator, you must love him in spirit and in truth. Well, he created us. And so to live in truth, to be truthful, to live in his truth, in love, in order, and commandments and laws, a blueprint has been laid out. Anyone that won't stand up for Melchizedek at all, your will, is the enemy of Anu, the creator of the boundless, endless universe. Anybody persecute him and put him on television with handcuffs and lies about him is the enemy of the creator. You cannot serve two masters. You can't do it. Matthew 6:24. You need to read it. Neither love one, hate the other, cling to one, despise others. You cannot serve and know. And mammals, reptilians, demon spirit forces of hateful, killing, lynching, murdering, raping people. You took their gods and worshiped their gods. You call the Creator God. All names of my Father are holy. 1,000 names are the source of existence. Throughout the boundless in the universe, 3,000 tones of vibrations and the glorification of the source of existence. down to statues and images. I take people on trips and they kiss the image of the beast. It wasn't a white man on a cross of death. We have pictures of angels, pictures of a woman that said maybe, when they make movies in their images. But our people bow down to those images. Go to the nativities. Okay. Worshipping El Barrow's Christian. Jeopardize. People. Spirit force. Said Jesus. 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 We have not the love of the original being. Of creation. Hatred in them. For the audacity to say they love Jesus. But they don't love the Creator. Because they are liars. And you must love the Creator and speak with him truth. You better take a good look at your religious practice, my people, my Christian brothers and sisters, all of you in these many different denominations, with these books, with these images of the beast on them. Where is your culture in public? Where is your culture in listen to me. In Kroger's. In all the shopping stores we go in, where is your culture, your identity? Where is your language? Where is it? Where is your identity? Who are we when we are scattered in all kinds of religious boxing? Who are we? We're pets, domesticated pets. We are bowing down to beings we made. You are out of your mind. Anybody take you away from Medicare's adult York Hill? Listen to me. Who writes the names in the book of life? Are you going to be that type of fool? Who's holding the book of life in the book of Revelation? Who's holding it in the Daniel, the 12th chapter? When that book will be open, Revelation 13, chapter verse 8, those who worship the image of the beast whose names are not in the book of life. Let me tell you something. I love my daughter. I love my son. I love my daughter. I love my brothers and my sisters. To be you there for one. If you do not love the creator of the boundless universe, you are not in that family. You must remember this. Love of the source of existence is in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, the greatest commandment in the law. The Son of Man is going to give you the validity you need in the scriptures of truth, because I am the author of eternal salvation to all them that are with me. And that me is we, Azale and I, are together for all eternity. And that's what you should say, and I, and me is the we, because the Creator is in all of us. We are so blessed and endowed with so many gifts, even through all of the suppression, the killing, the lynching, the murdering, the raping, the torturing, through all of the hatred that came in us. We endure blessings of those who endure to the end. We know who you are. We don't know who your enemies are. You're walking around loving your enemies. To love your enemies. That's not what in Matthew 6, verse 24. You love one and the other. Queen the one, despise the other. We're not serving two masters. See, the balance neck has got to be put back in you. You got to know your enemy.
And you got to know your brothers and sisters within the love or divine love of the creators of the universe. And mistaken. Many people out there in these different religious branches, they have a love of the Creator in them. They're doing their best. Who is? The light will shine with the truth. We are let our people away from religious divisions into the tabernacle of the Most High. There's no religion in the holy tabernacle of the Most High. People be running around hollering, I believe this religion, my doctrine, this, my doctrine, that. You better go to Matthew and read it well. It talks about the righteous. I wouldn't say religious people. I wouldn't say Christians, Catholics, Protestants, Jehovah's Witnesses, anything like these people preaching all of us, Gentiles and all that stuff. That's not in the scriptures of truth. You got Paul's doctrine. You got Paulism. Christism, Christianism, Mohammedanism. You got religions of divisions. True Islam. Of Islam, the letter Ibrahim, the father of many nations, was taught by Melchizedek. He was taught by Melchizedek. He wasn't taught by no bishops. He wasn't taught by no theology preachers. He was taught by Melchizedek. That's why on this website, it's on the CD. It came forth from the creator of the boundless universe of myself. I can do nothing. John 5:30. It is my Father. It is the power and the love in me of my heavenly, holy Father. He is due all gratitude. He is due all praise. He is due your faithfulness. Your trust is in the source of existence. The Son of Man has given you the thought to reject that we are living. We critique ourselves. I critique myself so much so that I cry to the Creator for forgiveness. Read Hebrews chapter 5:7-10. Through the things he suffered, he became obedient. He became obedient. The Son of Man is like you, crying for his Creator. He suffered. Why did God suffer? And he cried to the Creator. Being in flesh, feeling things like you and me, you must heal him. With your divine love of creation. Let him know we're going to love each other, give each other, come together, give this devil back his stuff. Give back all of his criticism, Mohammedanism, and everything, because he's full of lies. Who's that going to be? The Son of God is not those pale heirs. That in your mind, they are subliminal, taking the truth away from us. And we are accepting their lies. That's why America came to set the record straight. We were not away for the true Son of Man, the true Messiah, who is compassionate and caring and love for his people. Oh, Revelation 8. Four, out of her, my people, who are my people? Original me, the black, the dark brown, olive tone skin, Nubian. Next, now, yes, don't give up your soul. Don't give up your soul. Give up the light of divine love. Don't become hateful, evil spirit possessed, watching their evil, perverted spirit movies, killing all of their super quiet heroes, are nothing but something to subliminally seduce you to a weakling, to submit that they are more powerful than you, and they're better than you. They claim to be righteous, and they're not. Look how they attack the angel, Barack Hussein Obama. Look how they speak against the beautiful wife and children. Look at the threats that are made to Michelle Obama and her children. Look at the Senate, House of Representatives, Congress. Look at Ephesians 6:12. Skull and bone, out of Lucifer, is at work. They persecute, try to assassinate all the righteous. You have no matter of heart and feeling for your people when you love the enemy of truth, justice, and righteousness and want to marry them. You're literally out of your mind because you don't know the effect you have when you take your resources to your enemies, when you should bring things that can cultivate your race. When a culture are for and by each other, and the way of life are for and by each other, let me tell you, I respect the Chinese, the Japanese, Koreans. I can respect anybody that thinks they, I can respect the Amish. I can respect people that take their family and try to do everything they can all for and by their family. But where is our respect? We walk away from the family structures. We let the devil build things for us, and we're the greatest builders on the planet. We went around like we got our act together and started teaching other people because the Creator gave us a commandment. Oh, civilize the beast. But we tried, but we failed. Everything we gave them on my CD, or the Spirit of Truth flows from the Creator of the Boundless Universe, I said we gave them 3 degrees of nine. And look what they did with the 3 degrees. Look at how they set up their system. Look how they went into the motherland and slaughtered us and took the wealth from us, the natural wealth of resources of the Creator of the Boundless Universe. Look how they give us the image swallow, which has no value. No value. Take the word landlord and reverse it. Lord over the land. You've been tricked. You've been deceived. What did Abraham have? Man, he cultivated. What did the great ones bring down to the earth, the elders, the 24 feet, the council, the running out, the righteous? On the HPE series, there's a series 1 through 9 on the Most High El Holy Tabernacle ministry. We break the spell of the deep, both acts, divinity, ignorance, to bring people to a collectedness to say, I've got to change my way of thinking. I've got to change my feelings from the lower emotion to the higher self. I got to remove myself from the stupidity that has been put on us of the 6,000 rules of the devil, 6,000 years of the moon cycle. But we are people of the sun. It is the new sun cycle. Wow. You've been taught not to love the sun. You've been taught not to love Ray Rock. But the Son of Man is Joaquin's uncle, a high priest prophet of Amun Ray Rock. It's on the website. Do you therefore warn? I love the source of existence And I love that sun. But without that sun, what would existence be? Without the sun inside of me, what would I be? Olivex, the source of existence is an intelligence throughout the boundless endless universes of existence. They give you religion and they limit it and tone vision in your mind. Let me tell you something. The creator cannot become less than the source of existence. The creator of the boundless universe is the power, the might, the supremacy of eternity. Whom we treat and deceive. You got people telling me they gonna tell the creator of the boundless universe what to do. Walk out of their mind. Don't tell the creator. The creator gonna bless you. The creator gonna do this. The creator gonna do that. Who's the money in this plate? Creator gonna do everything. When Jesus is gonna bless you, when Jesus is gonna do everything. With believe in Jesus. I'll tell you something. Son of Man is here telling you to trust in the creator of the balanced universe who sent us, who created us. That prayer is to the almighty creator of the boundless endless universe. And anybody heard Maku, G-Cat, Thunderbird, Eagle, Melikai, Paul, Self, El, Amaduba, Akutokirun, El, Cook, Mikael, Michael, Mel, Cedric, Teach. He taught about the love of the creator of the boundless universe, all praises, all gratitude, all faithfulness into the source of existence. That's why he's hated. Oh, see, no, we were bowing down to the image of the beast, and he had to come and resurrect us like Elijah Muhammad said, get up, brothers and sisters. Don't worship that the skunk of the earth. Matthew chapter 23, verse 27 through the 35th verse, you will see and read and see and read and see and read if you read it. For the Son of Man said it is full of dead men, bones, and all uncleanness. Even though they appear righteous unto people, but they're full of hypocrisies and iniquity. Is the true Son of Man. I'm not afraid of anybody on this planet. Who must remove fear? Fear him who can destroy spirit and soul. And that's a relevance in the love of the creator of the balanced universe. To obey him, to love him, to honor him. To respect each other, your mothers, your fathers, your children. It is our day and time, people. You see how they talk against Barack Hussein Obama? You see how they work together against the order of the creator of the balanced universe? We had war with that Biden, Lucifer. He wants to take as many of our children and women with him. He wants you. We're righteous. He don't want you to be righteous either. Because he thinks change. What is inside of you that is not inside of them. There's something that's going to come up very soon on the website of the Most High, the Holy Tabernacle Ministry. Need you there for a warning. If you don't accept the truth in these last days, hear the truth and critique and change yourself and return back to the bosom of the source of existence. All of you who know what I'm going to say next. I do cool adjutant wabbers and the brethren should get all things, all thoughts, all praise by way of the all.
Kaloon. El Messiah. Yeah. This is Nefertiti. You got some hands up. I know 393 wants to get a question in. I definitely have a question for you, too.
Okay, actually, here's one thought real fast. When we say all, we're saying all in all. and the love of all in all. We must recognize that we have a divinity in us, and we must make sure that we clean ourselves up. That is the last thought I'm putting out to my people. We must remember that the divinity of love, of the source of existence, is Hathus of Zuku, is divine love. And we must come together in his love. I've heard many people say the creator's love. Well, let us love. Thank you.
Absolutely. So call lines are open, people. You have questions for Yahshua El Messiah, make sure you press 1. I know there was a hand up earlier. They put it down. But there it is. Hand just popped up. My first question, see, in science and the WAPU, we were taught to question everything, right? You agree with that? We are taught to question. Now, I hear you speak of Barack Obama. Now, in 2008, when he was elected, I was one who cheered. I was one who was like, you know, we got a Nubian family in the White House, finally. But then I started to see who Barack Hussein Obama is. Now, I'm saying through my observation, seeing the facts in which this man has done in the game of politics, which is nothing more than the political system passed down to the Canaanites from Nimrod, I see him now for what he is. He is not a child of the greater light, the green light. He is that of the lesser light. And I say that due to the facts of what he's done. The biggest thing Azazel, Shaitan, son of Tarnish, has ever done is made evil fair seeming. Obama has ushered in the whole, he said he wanted change, he got change. He ushered in change. And as we've read in the nine book, you know, Behind the Nine Ball, Six Ether is all about increments of change. And he has aided in that change and bringing in the spirit of homosexuality within our society. He is the only president who has been able to open the floodgates, although it's always been on the just below the surface within culture, but absolutely opened up the gateway for homosexuality within society, not to mention AFRICOM. Now, I heard you say about how they raped and pillaged the motherland. He has signed off on the AFRICOM, which has allowed multinational corporations to go ahead and do as they do to Africa. So I said to you, Brother Nobi, Brother El Messiah, how can he be of a greater light when he's in direct contact with the Illuminati? Not even to mention the fact that I knew he, once I found out and saw him for who he truly was, that he is put in place at the time of the sun, of the cycle of the sun, as a Nubian to actually extend their 6,000-year rule. They had to put him in. They knew exactly what was being done. This man has been groomed just as many other devils have been groomed to trick our people. So I ask you to go ahead and build on that.
Let me expound on this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What is happening is it's a revelation revealing time. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What you have to take is what is happening in our books of revelation, in our books of waking up. You have to understand that the creator of the balanced universe is the planner. Okay?
That's right.
And all the beings now are being revealed who they really are. Many people do not know that they was walking around with people that was molesting children, people that was crossing over, man with man. They had these marriages and people was all freaked out, doing all kind of things in the perverse spirit, sexual forces of pornography.
That's right.
In the revelation. Barack Obama is one of those beings who has brought in a revelation period of time. Okay? And remember this. Everything hidden will be revealed. Everything.
That's right. Six seals.
Now the people are coming out and revealing themselves. The hatred in them, the wicked will be wicked, the righteous will be right. Unholy will be unholy, the holy will be holy. It's a revelation time. That is why we have no excuse. Everything has been shown to us. Who is who is not knowing who they are. So we take it and we put it in perspective. Who is hurting us? Who is everything that you're saying is a reality check. You are profound in your observations. You're profound in the way that you have been taught to be critique and go behind, so to speak, the scenes and see what really is going on. You understand? There's a lot of hoodwinking going on. And this is the time for us to unite. The forces that are against us, opposite, so to speak, that force should help us unite because we should be knowing that we must gather our forces together. Well, there's a reverse of revolution period taking place. Evolution. Okay? We have
right.
to understand the cycle of an event that is taking place. And that's why our commander, our president, our chief, our governor, so to speak, you understand what I mean, right? Our Most High walking among us gave us the blueprint, gave us the knowledge, the wisdom, and increases it. In us, because he never, let me say this. For some of the people that get in the delusion that Melchizedek is in captivity, because they got Mordecai the dark Uriel showing him on television, that is the high priest order, the source of existence. Don't get caught up in illusions. Melchizedek is the ever-living Melchizedek.
That's right.
So we must understand that we have that connection forever. It doesn't say the Son of Man is a high priest for a few years, a thousand years. It says forever. The high priest, read Book of Revelation, where it talks about he has made us priests unto who? Creator. We're priests and priestess. We're priests and priestess to the Son.
That's right. And it's imperative on us to be, you know, to make sure we wake up the people so they don't fall under the illusion, even though this man Barack Hussein Obama, because, see, they attack him. They give off this illusion to attack him and his family to once again pull out the heartstrings of Nubians, okay? To pull out their heartstrings to get them further into the religion of politics and to follow the lead and to do as they say. It's a hypnotic spell. What I'm saying.
The reason I make the statement about Barack Hussein Obama mm-hmm. is because it is a fact of life, of their way of system. And we have to understand, like you do, mm-hmm. how that system works. And I applaud you, my sister, with your intellect, after the leg, because you have the source of existence in you. Give this woman applause, my babies, my loving children, my people. Woman is correct. That's how we do it. That's how we're gonna do it. When truth is spoken, we accept it.
That's right. You got two other calls, El Messiah. I'm gonna open up the mic of 393. You're on the host. You're on the show. Excuse me. You're on the air with host Yahshua El Messiah and 757. You also there? We wait 1 second. Yeah, 393.
Hello?
Young.
Hello?
Yes.
How you doing? How you doing, Noble Boy?
I'm good. Panama?
Say, how you doing?
You in Panama?
Yeah, country of Panama. You remember me last week, right? yeah, that's everything, man. Hey, I'm so glad to hear your voice, boy. Man, you picked up my spirit, man. You know what I'm saying? You know how you doing the day. You may get down, but I heard you. Hey, I feel good, man. Hey, I got a question for you, right?
Go ahead.
My uncle, right, he's trying to get me to go to church. Right now, he's in New York, right? He lives in New York. But he comes to Panama back and forth maybe 3-4 times a year, okay? And he been pulling me into church, right? Right? You know what I'm saying? But I started looking at him and thinking, you know, I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I told him I'm thinking about it. I'm going to tell you why I'm thinking about it right now with Brody. I'm going to tell you why I'm thinking about it. Okay. He used to be a man that used to work for the post office, right? So after 27 years, he gets fired from the post office, right? So now, right now, he used to be in Vietnam, right? So when he was in Vietnam now, he playing like something wrong, but nothing wrong with him. My uncle is a very nice man, nothing wrong with him. But he went back to the people in the army and said, yeah, I'm crazy, give me some money. And they give him money every month, right? So my thing, I'm looking at him, right? No, bro, I'm looking at him and saying to myself, is he doing the right, is he disobeying God? Or he doing the right thing by telling the people in the army, you know, that he's crazy to free his family? Or, you know, what do you think about that, Noble Bully?
Many of our people are in a survival mode, okay? And we have to understand God ain't in a survival mode.
So he's not doing anything wrong, then?
No, he's in a survival mode. And what we have to do Bring resources or things together, you know, so we can help our elderly people.
No, because I was saying to myself, no one goes, hey, I can't go to church with him and he's doing that, but did you tell me nothing wrong with that? Thank you very much, Noble Boy. Thank you, man.
Don't ridicule him. He's trying to survive.
Okay. Thank you, man.
Understand the system, how we got to do things sometimes.
Thank you.
We got to get to a point. When you trying to get to a point, you need to have a
Hello?
Yes. Hey, what's up, son of a man?
Hello.
Yes, I'm waiting on a question. Go ahead, speak.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear you. It's a loud background. But anyway, peace, son of man. How you doing?
Peace unto you. I'm doing fine. Glad to hear from you.
Well, I got a statement and a question, if you don't mind. My statement is about Barack Obama. Besides what Neff said, you know, I knew that it was no way that a black president would be voted into office unless he was going to be assassinated. And then when it happened, I said, it's a trick to this shit. And then once it happened, I realized that it was a deflection, and he was used just to ease in the new world order. You know what I'm saying? So, like, so far since he's been in office, he done gave so many executive orders to FEMA, and to other agencies where we're at a point now where they could just execute us at will, take us at will, put us in concentration camps at will. You know, and all this was done on his watch. So I'm pretty sure that dude's a devil. But on top of that, Mr. Son of Man, I want to say that I'm convinced that Michelle Obama is a man. And if you look at her body proportions, her fingers is longer than normal men's. Like, she doesn't have the statue of a woman. If you look at a woman's body scientifically in the way they proportion, Michelle Obama has the proportions of a male. Like, straight up. And being that we deal with right now, I'm looking at the dimensions of her body, I'm like, are we the only ones that see this? She's a fucking drag queen? I mean, I'm just wondering.
My man,
yeah.
You know, we really have to have respect, you know, in the way that things are coming about when it's male and female, when we're talking about male and female.
Right.
We really need to honor that respect, you know, because if we are disrespectful to people, and that's actually a disrespect to us.
We don't think that me making an observation is being disrespectful. I looked at the dimensions, and it seems to push me that she's a man.
Listen 1 minute. If we, you know, as supreme, kind, loving, living, giving, caring, sharing beings that are parents or mothers and fathers of civilization, there is a correctness that we must have. There is a cohesiveness we must have in the divine order of the creed of the boundless universe. You know, when we are talking in a factual way, we don't want to degrade anyone. We don't want to degrade the President of the United States and his wife and his children. You understand what I'm saying? We don't want to do that. I mean,
I'm
let
not,
me Let me be clear. Let me be clear.
Uh-huh.
If it's President Bush and his family, I'm not going to disrespect him.
Okay, but I'm not disrespecting him.
Let me go a little bit further, y'all. We don't want to get into this now. Let me explain something in a little bit more clear way of speaking.
Please, sir. I appreciate that.
We are about...
We are what?
Divinity. Listen to me carefully. A divinity of true love existence. In order to do that, you have to critique yourself to be clean in purity in a form of righteousness.
Right, right.
Remember, I'm standing there when a hateful person slapped me. Because of the divinity and the love in me, he cannot make me react to that slap.
Listen, I'm just saying
that I'm trying to make a point.
That's not being disrespectful.
Here, my brother, let me make a point and I listen. The point that I'm trying to make to you is the higher self is a purity form of existence in divine love. Not to lower ourselves and get into that planetary disrespect, wait. Someone like the president of the United States and his wife and children.
All right. People, never can a man do that
because I won't do that. And I don't want my people to ever think that it's all right to do that. What we're about is making sure that we get ourselves right so we will have the dignity and respect of all nations.
Mm-hmm.
We must rise up as the true living spirit force of the creator of the balanced universe as the original being.
Yeah, can I say this? We realize that there's going to be energy fields hitting the planet, over the next couple of years or whatever. We're going to go through a change when it comes to our electromagnetic grids on the Earth and within our bodies. Can we agree on that? So,
wait a minute. You have a science knowledge like many of us has been taught with the science knowledge. The key to us is to take that knowledge, that wisdom we have, to the center, which is our way of living. We have a different way of life. When you go back to the teachings of all the beings that was taught on this planet, it was taught by beings that came down to the earth, was sent into the And one of the greatest knowledge and wisdom that we could ever honor is the love of Melchizedek.
So you're telling me that if I got kids with me and somebody's telling my kids that they're talking to a woman, but they're actually talking to a man, as a person using right, sound, reason, and knowledge, I'm not supposed to explain to my kids that they're looking at a tranny? You telling me that's disrespectful?
I don't understand. Wait a minute, hold it. I didn't understand.
You got a problem with me calling Michelle Obama a tranny.
Can you tell me what you're saying, that someone said something about your children and you're not
Right. So when I was talking about the energies being changed, right, they're aware of what's going on. Is this like any other time during our history? They're trying to reverse the energies. In other words, they're trying to confuse the energies. You know what I'm saying? And this is the part of the loser right here. Honoring two men in the White House. Talking about the first couple. Have you ever seen a picture of Michelle Obama pregnant? No, and you'll never find one. Because she never was pregnant.
I find
that
kind of clarification of the statement, and maybe I need somebody else to help me get a clarification of the statement. I'm getting a statement in a way that he's saying that he is supposed to do something because somebody else did something or said something about transforming energy.
What I'm saying is that, all right, we're going to have an influx of energy in us. A lot of people are going to have a balancement within themselves. Hold on. And if they're caught up in some kind of illusion, then those energies are going to be reversed. you're going to have a lot of men go out and fall into the traps of homosexuality, just like the women, because they're confusing the energies and they're reversing the energies. Instead of punishment like we're supposed to be obtaining, they're reversing the energies, just like they're doing with the Christ figures and all that, and it's going to be to their benefit. They're going to be in control longer. As long as we're under the illusion and the misconceptions of what energy, gender, and sex really is.
In our order, the ancient Egyptian order, their book of lights, there's books, you know, there's a lot of knowledge, there's a lot of things about electrons and protons and charges and stuff, and, you know, the energy flows around us and everything, and there's a lot to self-defense. You have to be able to work in your mind, so to speak, how to have that force counteracting. And that's building up yourself, your temple, to be clean and purified for light being energy, so to speak. You will be guided, but you have to step forward. You have to release some of the things, the bad habits you have, you know, so you won't be affected by their energy field, so to speak. So true light beings and our energy and our sun cycle that we are in, time to resurrect, to rise up. And the way we do it is by cleaning the temple that houses the great rock, spirit force, what is in us. We have an etheric charge. Wait a minute. We have an etheric charge in us. And we got to learn how to activate something that is the higher senses. And a lot of things about the brain and the activation that we need is being hindered by the density that we are in. So that is something that we get through the AEO, Ancient Egyptian Order, and rise it up to Amon, Ancient Mystic Order of Melchizedek. There's many things in the phases of a person to grow and become a defensive person, so to speak.
So are we supposed to consider the truth while we're rising up, just keep it to ourselves? Are we supposed to, while we're rising up, are we supposed to keep the truth to ourselves because it might be offensive to others?
Truth is the source of all existence. And when we live in truth, we wear it, we sleep in it, we wake up with it, we are nourished with that truth. But we also know that we don't speak to our enemies and give them the pearls. You understand that?
Yes, I understand that, sir.
You understand that? Loose lips sink ships.
I know that's right.
We have to be very careful about certain things, even on this airways that we say. But I know what to say to a point and what not to say. You know,
yeah.
I have a guiding force too. So many of us are recipients now of knowledge, as it is written in the book of Daniel. Knowledge will increase, you know, and we will reflect that light. And really, and truthfully, you will blind evil ones to make children as a true light beings. Now, that's what I can see. Of course, that's in the Bible, too. That's in the Holy Tablets, too.
Yes.
So it's a matter of us taking it easy and slow, so to speak, when we're conversing with each other. And we are trying, like me, I'm trying to learn from you. How are we going to do this thing, help each other to listen and learn, get rid of the problems, the bad habits, or whatever we got, and formulate a thing where we're not looking at the faults, but we're looking at the positive growth and change that we must be about, offer, and by each other. When I was talking about the brother you was talking about, or you talking about your father, talking about anybody, you got to understand the system that we have been in, the survival instincts of a person doing something. And then we bring that knowledge and we know how to deal with this in a way that we bring it all for and by each other. Family structure is very important. Very important.
So we're looking at an image. our families are the shit and we speak on it.
Yes.
That's my point exactly. You know, I don't think the kids it is. I don't think that she's a I don't think she's a woman. He's a woman. And I just think it's pure illusion. I don't think none of it is real, Mr. Bro. You know, disrespect. But I just don't believe it.
Everything that's an attraction, excuse me, put it like this. Everything that is obstructing you, we got to get rid of it. Because the individuality of us must collectively refine ourselves, so to speak, and redefine ourselves because of what has happened to us in the last years. You know, through this time of birth in the world, the things that we've been through up to this date and time, the polarity has got to be reversed. You know, they have changed our way to have our own mind. To be all for and by each other collectively. So we must change that polarity they have. And the way we do it, we have a charge within us. The way that we were created. There's science knowledge in us that they don't want you to know about, but they take you and use you as a study, getting big. They want your blood. Don't give them your blood. Take tubes and tubes of blood. Don't give it to them. Because you got black devils working with them too that will take your blood. Don't give it to them. Don't do it. Don't get stuck on the pharmaceutical market. Or they're messing our minds up. People are becoming mindless, forgetfulness, through all of the different pharmaceutical drugs. They have an appeal for this, appeal for that, appeal for this, appeal for that. Does that get messed up? Side effect, they give you some more pills? You go into a medicine cabinet in most of the people's houses?
You're right about that.
We are literally helping and aiding the enemies of us. We're spending money with people that hate us.
Right.
We know they hate us. What is the mindset to have something all for and by each other? It was all by plan under Melika Zadok York Hill in the many schools of folks. I don't understand how people turn away from a man that walks among you, that loves you, that sacrifice. Day in, shadow hour, they look, rise up, and begin to work before you even think about getting up. That being is up, and was up, and still doing what male Chesedek do. And we don't want to live in that order. We have to recognize something that is wrong with us to critique it. As a man said, who realized he was a fool, and said to the Heavenly Holy Father, please help me stop being a fool. That cry out was from the Son of Man. He was crying out as he was growing in the ancient mystical order of Melchizedek. I was critiquing myself. Like I said, Hebrews chapter 5. 7 through the 10th verse, people read it. The Son of Man suffering through the things he suffered. He became obedient. Obedient to who? I just said the source of our existence. We must critique ourselves. We're saying things we shouldn't say. We're doing things that we don't even have a conscience of that is wrong. We have to change from all of that.
What things should we say? I'm confused on that. Like, are we supposed to conceal certain truths? Is that what you're saying?
Wait, say that again.
I'm kind of confused on the part where you're saying we should watch what we say. Like, I get the basic part, but are you saying that certain truths we need to keep concealed?
I am not able to get that last word. Someone can help me with that last word.
Concealed. Hidden.
telling the truth, we need to hide from the public?
He basically asking you, should he partake in kafirin? You see, because he's saying concealing is then to be a kafir, to be a kafirun.
A concealer of truth?
Yeah.
A kafirun?
Yeah.
No, we
That's what
not.
He's asking you. He's asking
no,
you, is that what you're saying he should do?
We are truthful to the love of the source of existence with our people. We walk in truth. We talk to them in that love divinity, and we bring our people together. Most people do not want to recognize other races that have family structures that do that. I do recognize them. I recognize the love in the family is a fundamental right of a constitutional right of existence. And that was our constitution. Our constitution was to make sure that we have our own constitution so we can see people that will be honored and respected. So what I'm saying now is that we do critique. I'm trying to answer the question and trying to get the feelings that he has and trying to say that, yes, we critique ourselves to the point where we said we need to stop doing things that hinder us from being part of the family. We do. And it can be done. And it's good when you do it. You feel good when you stop doing things that's wrong for your family. It makes you feel good.
Now, we got approximately about 5 minutes left in the show.
Excuse me.
We got about 5 minutes left in the show, Elma C. You got another caller from the 404-416.
Hello.
Greetings to you.
Greetings to you, sir. This is Tiara speaking right now. Hello?
Listening. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Grandpa?
I love you so
hey,
much.
Hey, Telltale. Guess what, Telltale? Telltale, let me tell you something. Telltale, can I tell you something?
Yes, darling. Go ahead.
So today, right, I was watching this video of this white man saying that black Christians are Uncle Toms, right? And he was going to death and he was talking about how, you know, back, like, when they took the slaves, they started beating, you know, Christianity into the slave's head, you know, taking away the African's real religion, right? So I was like, wow, this is, like, for real. And then he was like, in the Bible, it's basically like condoning slavery, right? So I go to the Bible, y'all. I went to my Bible, okay? And, you know, I got a little app. It's called Bible in my phone. I went to, what is it? Look at the word. It's an E word, P-H, S-S-S. You hear me?
Yes, I'm listening.
I'm going to tell you the, what you call it? It's Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verses 5 through 9, okay? Are y'all listening to me?
We listening to you. We listening.
Y'all listening. It says, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Y'all follow me, right? Are y'all following me?
Yes.
What he is saying, okay, as a servant, you treat your masters like you would treat Christ. Okay? Do y'all hear that? I'm sorry.
Right.
African Americans were enslaved for 400 years, okay?
I hear you.
They was enslaved for 400 years. Getting Christianity beat into their brains, into their bodies. If you do not follow this, you will die. Okay?
That's right.
Do you hear this? Do you hear this?
I hear it.
So I'm trying to understand why in the hell are black people Christians? What the hell? I don't want to be no damn Christian if I got to be a servant unto a master that ain't even God. That don't make any sense. Does that make any sense to anybody right now listening to me?
None whatsoever, Tierra. None whatsoever.
why in the hell your God or your Jesus Christ, your Savior, the one who supposedly got now washed away your sins, okay? Why in the hell would he want you to be a servant, somebody else? I don't think that's really God. Like, I don't think my God would do something like that. I'm sorry.
Wrong being. That being was not sent by the creator of the balanced universe. That sounds like Lucifer.
It sounds like it to me too, Hannah.
Sound like Lucifer to me too. So we have a problem, we understand, identifying Lucifer and identifying the creator.
Exactly.
That's it.
I just thought that was just so
bad. One thing I love about you, my daughter, is this right here. You can express to them now, since you have Tef on this recording with you. It's being recorded. You can tell them now how I feel about my family. Go ahead.
My grandfather is very strong about his family. He loves his family, and he wants to protect the women and the children in our family. And he wants us to rise up to the damn occasion because it is the sun cycle. Time for the demons to get the hell out of here. Okay? Their secrets are being exposed now, babes. No, it's only the smart people who are really going to get it because everybody else is going to be left behind trying to figure out what the hell is going on. But other than that, Tef, how you doing, babe? I commend you, babe. I'm proud of you. You got your show. I love you so much, okay? This is great for you, babe. This is great, Tef. I love you.
Well, you're going to be a great teacher and a great doctor.
Thank you.
And you know you got my support.
I know. I already know. I never doubt it.
I have always been there for you, haven't I?
Yes, sir, you have.
Thank you for giving that testimony.
You're welcome.
From a child, y'all. From a child.
My grandfather, my Tef, I love you so much.
Thank you. Yes, I heard you.
I said I can't be no servant because I can't even work no job. I can't even work from 9 to 5. And I don't want my God to want me to be no servant. Okay? See, this is sad. Because when you think about it, go back. If we go all the way back before, like, predate slavery, honey. When we were kings and queens, literally, we had our own gold. We had everything, our own clothes. We had every single thing. And we worshiped gods, real gods. Now we worshiping a nigga who got his ass beat. I tell you, this world here, oh, my God.
How y'all hear her the way she feels.
This is how I feel. And the reason why I'm so strong about it, because I really did my research on it. And I was like, wait a minute. Now, I know the Bible be having a lot of bullshit in it. But when they talked about the slavery, and then, you know, we still fighting all of this racism, this judgment from these fucking crackers, all of this. But in the Bible, that white man beat upside our ancestors' head, said, you be a fucking servant to your master like you is to Jesus Christ. You serve him like you serve Jesus Christ. But I thought the Bible said you can only have one God, right? God was jealous. Who are we worshiping? So you saying we got to worship a master, we got to worship Jesus, and we got to worship God? That's a lot of worshiping.
Let me see why I got you on the phone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How can the creator of the boundless ending universe be jealous? Is that not a human attribute? To be jealous?
Yes. Yes.
How can the creator of the boundless universe, who is needless? And the first thought is the creator is needless. We need the source.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So the formula that they have in the English Version Bible is to make us the biggest fools on the planet.
That's right.
That's why Melika, the Lord, your pale thing, will set the record straight. And that's why true son of man wonders, Melika, the Lord, your pale, he heals milk better. False truth is truth. And I love truth.
And I love truth.
You love the truth.
They I sure
like do. You talking, but truth is truth. They may not like the way my daughter talks, but truth is truth. They may not like the way the host of this show talks, but truth is truth.
And true.
That's what's going to help us.
Exactly.
Thank you, darling.
You're so welcome. I just had to talk to somebody about it, you know. You know, I talked to my peers about it. These people are retarded. And then only one girl actually understood what I was talking about. Everybody else looking at me like I'm crazy. So I just like, y'all can have that. Y'all can be a servant because there ain't going to be nobody serving. Okay? Y'all got all that. You can read that damn Bible. Y'all ancestors got their ass whooped for that shit. And you want to go be a Christian? You want to go to church every Sunday and praise that nigga? The fuck?
Well,
what?
You have this, my daughter, and I love you for it. You have the facts, you have the truth, and you have a deep affection about it. Now, that's what I like. It's for all people to recognize the spirit and don't look at them like that the way they talk. Because truth is truth, and that's the way they express themselves. The way we get to the point that all of us, are loving our children enough to understand they won't set slaves when they can.
Yep. Yep.
We're going to have it. But we want them to love each other, respect each other, care for each other, and do things that are what? And greater than what we did. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, darling.
Huh?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Tessa. Thank you.
Yes, it is. All praises and gratitude to who?
The Most High. Anu. Elyon, Elyon, El. I don't think he ever wanted me to be a servant.
Y'all heard it. All praise and gratitude to Aliyun Aliyun and Aliyun
Aliyun.
Any more questions?
Nope. I just had to get that off my chest. Thank you so much. Just had to get that out there, Tessa.
All right. Are we still live?
We're still alive, El Masia. You don't have any more callers, so if you want to continue to build, we in overtime right now. What's good with you, Tierra? We in OT, so if you want to continue to build, you can, or if you want to close out, you can close out too.
Oh, well, I feel like I said everything. What you feel like? Think I said everything? Because I think I got it all off my chest. That's how I feel.
He was on point to you.
I got it out. Y'all, I was looking at y'all. I was in the cab. People were watching me when I was going off. Cause I was like, oh no! I said, hell no! Who a servant? Not me. What they talking
this is
about?
Good. Yeah, this is good. I would like to say this: our children are very well gifted, are very well spirited. They have a force inside of them for this sun cycle not to be slaves, not to be in that mentality. When it comes to our children, to bear some of the things that they say and do, and the old saying, it's a growth period, the maturity period, and we must aid them and not neglect to aid them. Because they need to feel secure that their mothers, their fathers, and their family members are going to be there if they need them. We need to have that fortitude in the family so if somebody in the family needs some help,
we do it collectively. It might take 10 people in the family to help one person sometime because everybody don't have the resources to do it like that. So they have to net it and make sure they're able to come together and do it. But don't let the children suffer. We have a responsibility now to remove the stigma that they put in us for and by each other not to be. We have to remove it. There's no way that I'm going to let these children suffer if I'm able to do something to help them and they cry for something to do, but they cry out for you to do something to help them, and you have to network with other people to do it. You do it. Make sure they get it.
That's right, El Masia. You got another hand up. You got a caller from the 804. You're on the Son of Man Returns.
Great day, great day. What's up, Nimrod? How you doing?
What's good, 24?
All right. How you doing, Son of Man?
Greetings to you. I'm doing fine, and I'd like to hear your voice. Speak up, my brother.
All right. The other day, Don was talking about Anu uppercase and then Anu lowercase. We talked about how you can even take Anu out of Elun L because Elun L and Anu are two different. I wouldn't want to put them as beings, but two different things, shall I say? So I just would like to know how you thought about it.
Yeah, let me do this right here. Anu is a dear source of Heavenly Father source for us in existence. It is the most high title, okay? You understand most high title? Like
okay.
Melchizedek York El, when he came to us, he was an Anu to us in bringing us the knowledge of the source of existence to us. Because if you say you knew already and you had all this knowledge, you know, then why wouldn't you a Maku?
Right.
Why wouldn't you a chief? Why wouldn't you doing what Maku is doing? See, a lot of people use this stuff from a book of the devil, so to speak. Well, they've had many people claiming to be something that they weren't because they stole a little bit of knowledge here, a little bit of knowledge, and then they claim it like they had the spirit of the knowledge in them. No. When you look at Melchizedek York-El, when you was in the ancient mystic order of Melchizedek, when you was being raised up in that order, you looked at him as Anu. When I went in the house on the land and picked up the sword of Anu, Melchizedek said, do you know whose sword that is? I said, Anu. That was his sword. That was Melchizedek's sword as a warden spirit force. We execute the will of the source of existence. See, these type of things where we want to separate a being that is here from being the most high amongst us. That's what you have to pay close attention to. It is a title. And
right.
It's an honor. And it's a respect.
I mean, he sat on the seat.
That title, you speak of that honor. And Anu is a title of the heavenly what? Father of existence. So that is the way that we look into knowledge, wisdom, the science of our way of thinking in life is Nuwatu. We are into a factual science of existence of the higher, what? Spiritual forces of existence. The plane of existence, the plane of force, and all of that. We learned a lot, but there's a lot more that we have to develop within ourselves. And we're going to do it. This is the sun cycle. This is our time. All we got to do is love the way we're supposed to love.
The love, the knowledge, the wisdom, the truth, and our way of life is different from those beings that are adverse to us, fixing the forces. They're adverse. Yes, use and loot. It's on the website. I love it, and I use it.
Right. So, Dr. York was sent by Eliel, the Most High Highest. Am I right?
Mikael sat at the feet of the source of existence and was taught personally by the source of existence. And what is in that being is the source of existence. Now, that same source of existence is in us. But there's a water spirit force. Why he is who he is. Michael Mikael Milford. We have to remember that the Creator set this up. And amongst us, the honor and respect, we have a word, in perfect harmony do we agree. You ever heard that word before? In perfect harmony we do agree. It's in the adjective.
Right.
You have that adjective book. It's in there. We have many things given to us. We just have to reflect. It'll be all in there. It's in that dome. Where that wisdom is in that dome. We tap into that dome. And we reflect. And then love light will light up. They can't take this away from you. You can give it up. They can't take it away from you unless you give it up. And I know the entire time we're living in. I don't want to live in no more hell. I'm just saying it from the point that I was raised up. Whether it be in my father's order than it be in any order. And that's the way you have to take it. You have to take it seriously. Even Michael Mikael says, he'd rather be in this order than any order. That's love.
Right.
When I tell my people I love them, I mean, that's something inside of me. I feel it. And it sometimes takes me over. It just overwhelms me if someone's loving me like that. It just takes over. I remember the teacher said it on the beach. He said, one day we'll be helping each other so much. We'll be saying, hey, what can I do now? What can I do? We'll be just walking around trying to do so much for each other. We don't want to be still. We don't want to be idle. We just want to be working. We want to say, hey, man, I got to do something. I just can't sit still. What you doing over there? Let me come over there and help you. Oh, I'm building something over there. I do a little trace work. What I need somebody to do is, you know, I'm a mason, I'm a carpenter, I'm a this and that, you know. I pour concrete or something like this. I got to construct it. You will be so busy helping each other.
Mm.
You know, we'll be asking. We'll be saying, all right, man, get on the phone. I got a car. I can't sit still. I just can't sit still. Somebody, I got to go somewhere. That's what's going to happen, man, when we really raise up like that. I couldn't sleep at night. I had to get up and go to the land. Get out of sleep. Got to get back to the land. Hear the master teacher, King, okay, what are doing? What up there? And I said, oh, let me get back now. I said, I got that message. I said, here's boys, and I'd be working and still hearing his voice. You see what I'm saying? That's the way we got to live, man. We got to live like that, man. We don't get caught up in people, what they call it, criticizing and slandering all the time, bickering and debates. We got time for that mess. We got work to do.
Yeah.
We got work to do. We got to get busy. We got much time left.
That's right.
People hear you all over the world. People hear
the latest speaking hosting all over the world. People hear people now, they're talking. We can get on the network all over the world. The enemy's here too. But know this. They got to bow. I'll make them bow at your feet. Let them know that I love you, my beloved people. Don't think we don't have power. Think we don't, brother. Don't think we don't, sister. Oh, this world ends. People will see. People will hear. And people will tremble with great fear. But not respecting and honoring and living and obeying the laws of the creator of the boundless, endless universe of the rest.
That's right, El Masia. You can go ahead and close out the show, El Masia.
Thank you. To all of my beloved people all around the world and all people on this planet who love their creator of existence. For none can exist without creator force of will. Our creator, the balance in the universe, is the divine love of existence. And everyone, regardless of race, color, creed, regardless of whatever name, title, presentations are presented on this planet, the love of the life of existence is the love of the source of existence. Many people have become bigotry, hatred. Many people have taken up the ways to become devils on this planet. But many of you can stop being devils. Many of you know the truth and must now accept it, the facts of reality. For what is being presented in these ending days, that which was hidden is being revealed. Let your true light shine and reflect the love of the source of existence in your actions and deeds. This is going out to all people who want to acknowledge the truth and accept it. And remember to critique yourself and begin to change your way of living. Do not become a disrespectful being. Do not become a hateful being. Do not become what they want us to become. Hurting each other, hating each other, backstabbing each other, slandering each other. And do not accept a media slandering lie against people. We must establish our own network of communication. Our own publicists must get busy with our books and knowledge and wisdom, and we must set up our own schools in our tabernacle, all for and by each other. And don't tell me it cannot be done. That inferiority complex must cease to exist. We are, and we were, and shall always be. Do not accept the lies that has been perpetuated throughout the religious doctrine and their system of what they call their educational school system, which neglect the source of existence, laws and commandments in order of Mother Nature, natural laws of existence. All of their so-called humanity service with their white religions, hell images, movies, degrading the mothers and fathers of civilizations in their movies. When you play in those movies, stop giving power to the dragon, the beast. Make your own movies. With us, in our positions, great minds, great architects, doctors, lawyers, everything, judges, everything. Builders of the greatest civilization in existence on this earth. All of us have forgotten that our enemies do not love the Creator. I'm waking you up again. That type of hatred is not divine love. Now, take your positions, as it says in Psalms 82, verse 8. Rise, O Elohim, and judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all the nations. This is the Son of Man, Yeshua El Messiah, a.k.a. Yeshua HaMashiach, also High Priest Prophet, Wahing Unk. Most High El Holy Tabernacle Ministry with the HPP series. From the Pyramid of Truth, HP 1 through 9, mathematical order, there will be a revelation of things revealing in the next radio broadcast. Thank you. Let's get busy. Let's start healing. Let's start working all for and by each other. In the name of Elion, Elion, El, Elilo, Elitu, Elilu, Elmelu, Yelmelek, Shilpor, Sekumis, Connect. Creators of the boundless, endless universes of existence. As we say, peace, love, and happiness is always there when you work for it. No one gives it to you. Let's get busy. Peace.
Wadu. And with that, folks, make sure you tune in next Sunday for the Son of Man Returns, hosted by Yeshua El Messiah, right here, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio, also known as Real Nigga Radio. You know, it's not going to press for me. With that, great show. Once again, El Messiah, see you next Sunday. Everybody, turn right back here. You know what time it is. We're out. Peace.
Thank you.
Yeah. Radio!